Open Windows, October the 26th. Passion for God's Purpose. He came to a cave where he spent the night. But the Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah? You have no business to be here." This is what it means. Yes, prophets and apostles could make mistakes, and they did. But there is this about it. Because they had seen, they were utterly abandoned to that which they had seen of the Lord's mind. The Lord was abundantly able to come in on their mistakes and sovereignly overrule them and teach his servants something more of himself and his ways. Now, you never find that with people who are indefinite. The indefinite people, those who are not meaning business, who are not abandoned, never do learn anything of the Lord. It is the people who commit themselves, who let go, and go right out in the direction of whatever measure of light the Lord has given them, who, on the one hand, find their mistakes, the mistakes of their very zeal, taken hold of by divine sovereignty and overruled, and on the other hand, are taught by the Lord, through their very mistakes, what his thoughts are, how he does things, and how he does not do them. If we are going to wait in indefiniteness and uncertainty and do nothing until we know it all, we shall learn nothing. Have you noticed that it is the men and women whose hearts are aflame for God who have seen something truly from the Lord and have been mightily gripped by what they have seen, who are the people that are learning? The Lord is teaching them. He does not allow their blunders and their mistakes to engulf them in destruction. He sovereignly overrules, and in the long run they are able to say, "Well, I made some awful blunders, but the Lord marvellously took hold of them and turned them into good account." To be like this with vision, which gathers up our whole being and masters us, provides the Lord with the grounds for looking after us even when we make mistakes. Because his interests are at stake, his interests and not our own are the concern of our heart. The prophet and the apostles learned to know the Lord in wonderful ways by their very mistakes. For they were mistakes, not of their own stubborn self-will, but of a real passion for God and for what he had shown them as to his purpose.